For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth-giver of God and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All these remembrance, our Holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Amen. God, bring to the Lord, honor and glory.
Without change, restoration, and the past of all things, we rise. the Episcopal Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the president of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces of defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul, Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Sahar, Hussam, Asman, Naila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Marion, Phyllis, Shauna, Daisy, Ahmad, Johnny, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nachli, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Albert, Ron, Nicole, Renee, Mark, Alexa, and their family, our expectant parents, Renee and Rakan, and Dina and Leif, all first responders, and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanter, choir, church school, ushers, OCF young adults, and our preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Adele, Joseph, Paul, Joseph, Rose, Korea, Joanne, Mona, Ferris, Amini, Nick, Barbara, Nabila, and Abdullah, and your newly departed servants, Majdi, Nafi, Anthony, Nicholas, Margaret, and Amal. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let the whole day may be perfect.
Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls, and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, aimless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Calling to remembrance our all-holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Through the compassion of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy all-holy, good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam alaikum.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may
Thank you.
graces to be heard as to tell of all thy wonders every season. O Master of all, Lord of heaven and earth, and of all creation, both visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of glory and beholdest the depths, who art unoriginate, invisible, incomprehensible, uncircumscript, immutable, the Father of our Lord, the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of equal type, in himself showing forth thee, the Father, the living Word, the true God, the wisdom before all ages, the light, sanctification, power, the true light, through whom the Holy Spirit was manifested, the Spirit of truth, the gift of adoption, the pledge of the inheritance to come, the first fruits of eternal good things, the life-giving power, the fountain of sanctification, by whom enabled every rational and intelligent creature to serve thee and ascribe to thee perpetual praise. For all things are thy servant, yea, angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, powers, and the many-eyed cherubim praise thee. Round about thee stand the six-winged seraphim. With two they cover their faces, with two their feet, and with two they fly, continually crying out to one another with unceasing praises, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and subject to death through his own transgression, thou didst banish him in thy righteous judgment, O God, from paradise into this world, and didst turn him again to the earth from which he was taken, providing for him the salvation of regeneration, which is thy Christ himself. Yet thou didst not turn thyself away forever from thy creature, whom thou hast made, O good one. Neither didst thou forget the work of thy hand, but thou didst visit him in diverse manners through thy tender mercies. Thou didst send forth prophets, thou didst perform mighty works by thy holy ones, who in every generation were all pleasing unto thee. Thou didst speak to us by the mouths of thy servants, the prophets, who foretold unto us the salvation which was to come. Thou didst give us the law as an aid. Thou didst appoint guardian angels. And when the fullness of time was come, thou didst speak unto us through thy Son himself, by whom also thou madest the ages, who, being the brightness of thy glory and the express image of thy person, and upholding things, all things by the word of his power, thought it not robbery to be equal to thee, the God and Father. But though he was God before all the ages, yet he appeared upon earth and dwelt among men, and was incarnate of a holy virgin, and emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, becoming conformed to the body of our lowliness, that he might make us conformable to the image of his glory. For as by man sin entered into the world, and by sin death, so it seemed good unto thy only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of thee, the God and Father, to be born of a woman, the holy Theotokos and ever virgin Mary, to be born under the law, that he might condemn sin in his flesh, that they who were dead in Adam might be made alive in him, thy Christ, and becoming a citizen of this world and giving commandments of salvation, he released us from the delusion of idols and brought us into a knowledge of thee, the true God and Father, having won us unto himself for his own people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and having purified us by water, and having sanctified us by the Holy Spirit, he gave himself for ransom to death, whereby we were held, sold into bondage under sin, and having descended into Hades through the cross, that he might fill all things with himself, he loosed the pains of death, and rose again on the third day, making a way for all flesh unto the resurrection from the dead. For it was not possible that the author of life should be held by corruption, that he might be the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, the firstborn from the dead, that he might be in all things the first among all. Ascending into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of thy majesty on high, and he shall come again to render unto every man according to his works. And he has left for us as memorials of his saving passion these things which we have set forth according to his commandments. For when he was about to go to his voluntary and ever-memorable and life-giving death, in the night of which he gave himself up for the life of the world, he took bread in his holy and immaculate hand. And when he had shown it unto thee, the God and Father, and given thanks and blessed and hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. In like manner, having taken the cup of the fruit of the vine, and mingled it, and given thanks, and blessed it, and hallowed it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me, for as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim my death and confess my resurrection. Wherefore, O Master, we also, having in remembrance his saving passion and life-giving cross, his three-day entombment and resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven and sitting at the right hand of thee, the God and Father, and his glorious and fearful second coming, and offering unto thee thine own of thine own, in behalf of all,
salvation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
thou unite all to one another under the communion of the one Holy Spirit, and grant that no one of us may partake of the holy body upon thy Christ under judgment or under condemnation, but rather that we may find mercy and grace with all the holy ones who through the ages have been well pleasing unto thee. Forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, teachers, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and of the Virgin Mary. Most holy Saint, help us, save us. Blessing the Lord be upon you. 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 Praise the Holy Virgin, holy child, and the King of ages. Praise the Holy
and every priestly order and of their salvation,
of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering and of whom mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise an all-honorable and majestic day of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. People, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
And vouchsafe, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may hear upon thee, the heavenly God and Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Abandon that which is in our heart, be a cup of testimony, be a team of love. لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا الجوهري أعطنا اليوم واترك لنا ما علينا كما نترك نحن لمن لنا عليه ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Gracious of thee, the sinner.
O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner.
Let us attend.
The holy things are for the holy. Body and blood of Christ. Preparation includes prayer, fasting, and a recent participation in the sacrament of confession with an Orthodox priest. We do not have church school today, so our students and the teachers will come with everyone else. Please follow our ushers. Thank you.
With fear of God and faith and love, draw near.
by thy precious blood with the prayers of all the saints.
Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us bow down before the holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. Thy cross we adore, O Christ, and thy holy resurrection we praise and glorify, for thou art our God, and beside thee we are not called upon thy name. O come, all ye faithful, let us adore Christ, the holy resurrection, for lo, through the cross, with joy come into all the world. Ever blessed the Lord, let us see his resurrection. Divine, during the cross of our saints, he hath destroyed death by death. Shine, shine in Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord hath dawned, and thee exalt me glad of Zion, and thou, O true, we have hope as we raise in the resurrection.
O God, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Through his birth from a pure woman, the he had no need of purification, as a man he was baptized for our sakes by John the Forerunner, that he might sanctify the nature of water and favor us with rebirth from water and the Spirit. He was baptized so that, recognizing you, eternal Father, you might worship your beloved Son from heaven, whom you proclaimed at his baptism, and that we might glorify your Holy Spirit, who descended upon him and showed him to the Baptist. In this Spirit, you sealed and anointed us through baptism, making us sharers in your Christ. Through him, do not fail us sinners, but strengthen us against all evil powers. Strengthen the government against all tyranny, and guide us all into your kingdom. In us may thy holy name and that of thy beloved Son and that of thy Holy Spirit be glorified now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Beyond sin, and thy righteousness is to all eternity.
and thy word is truth. For thou art the resurrection, life, and the repose of thy departed servants, Adele, Joseph, Paul, Joseph, Rose, Korea, Joanne, Mona, Ferris, Amini, Nick, Barbara, Nabiha, and Abdullah, and your newly departed servant, Amal, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, and thine all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. I know there's a lot going on today, but over the holidays, if you didn't have a chance to come to church, maybe you can make it up a little bit today. Anyway, just a few announcements we have, and then we're going to bless the font, the regular water, into making it holy water. If you haven't had an opportunity yet, please, there's a lot of offering envelopes that are still out there, and I see some people that your envelopes are still there. If you're not going to use them, pick them up anyway, because if not, we're going to mail it to you. And we don't want the expense. So please, please, please pick up your offering envelopes and then a gift of one calendar per family from our ladies' auxiliary. Our North End Soup Kitchen, if you get email from you, you realize that it's been switched from the fourth Tuesday to the first Saturday, which is this coming Saturday. If you'd like to participate and to help out, our coordinator is Johnny Ishak. I don't believe he's here today. He's been recovering from some surgery he had. But I believe he's going to be there on Saturday. Please contact him. And if you have any information, if not, they begin at 9:30, and I believe it goes to about 12:30. Our Door Mission dinner is coming up very, very quickly. What date is it, Deacon Mike?
January
23rd. You know, it's a pan-Orthodox for all four of our churches here in town, and Deacon Mike would like to say a few words about it.
Just a few words. There are flyers out on the table, and in the hall, I have a small table set up with a basket. I like self-serve, so if you would like to self-serve yourself, just write your names in if you're coming to dinner. And what your donation is. You are welcome to come without a donation. You are welcome to make a donation without coming, any variation. But please come support our eighth year of supporting the mothers of the Holy Door Mission of Monastery. And we will be at Assumption Church this year in Grand Blanc. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Mike. One other announcement, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our General Assembly coming up next week. The last announcement I want to make is that for at least all the time I've been here, 32 years, it's a long time, we've never had enough storage here. We're trying to get rid of some folding chairs. They're metal folding chairs that have been in our storage room for a long, long time. We're not using them. If you like to take 1, 5, 10, and make a nice donation to the church, you're more than welcome to do that. They're in the hall after we're done with the liturgy and the blessing of the water, and we get some zelebe from our altar society. Please take a chair or 2 or 5 or 10, and we'll be very appreciative. I'd like to have Anwar Abouaita come up right now just for us to say a few words in English and Arabic. It's too late. They either got a ticket or they didn't. Our
annual parish meeting was scheduled for November 11th. When we got to the end of it, unfortunately, we were one or two parishioners short of having what's called a quorum. You want to translate me, or you want to say your own
words? I'll just say my own.
Okay.
Good morning. You know, we had to cancel our General Assembly in November for a reason, because we don't have enough people showing up. We have two people short. So next week, we're going to have
reschedule
another General Assembly. And I'd like to ask all our parishioners to be present, because this is important for us as a parish council to let you know what we're doing for the whole year. And it's good for you to know, because when you come to the church, you want to know what's going on. So I like to have everybody here asking questions and get some information what we do. Sabah al-khair. قبل شهرين كنسرنا الاجتماع اللجنة العلوية تبعت الكنيسة. فمنا نعاود نعملها كمان الأسبوع الجاي. يوم ما كنسرناها كنا ما فيش ناس كتير اللي نعمل الاجتماع. فالرجاء الأسبوع الجاي الحضور حتى نعمل اجتماعات كبيرة. نعمل اجتماع ونكون مع بعض ونسأل أسئلة، لأنه المسؤولين هون بدهم يخلوكم تعرفوا شو في عندهم وتسألوا سؤالات شو بيعملوا بالكنيسة. فالرجاء الجميع من الجميع الأسبوع الجاي الحضور، وشكرا.
Thank you, Edward. God bless you all. Next week, if you don't like confused, bring the full share you're going to take today. We can all stand up before we continue with the blessing of the Holy Father.
The voice of the Lord upon the waters cryeth aloud, saying, come ye all and receive the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of the fear of God, from Christ to his name Christ the King, thou hast come unto the river as a man, and in thy goodness thou dost make haste to receive baptism of the servant at the hands of the forerunner. For the sake of our sins, O thou who lovest mankind.
والقوم وتبتهج الباديه وتظهر كالورد تظهر إصرارا وتبتهج ابتهاجا بعد الريم. لقد أوتيت مجد لبنان وبها القرن، وشعبي ينظر مجد الرب وبها إلهنا فوق الأيدي المسترخية. وسددوا الركب الواية، كونوا رفقة الذنوب، تقووا لا تخافوا، هو ذا إلهكم. النعمة آتية مكافأة، الله حاضر، هو يأتي ويخلصنا. حينئذ تفتح عيون العمى وآذان الصم تفتتح. يظهر الأعرج كالآب ويترنم لسان الأبكى، إذ كم انفجرت المياه في البرية والأنهار في البادية. فالسراب ينقلب غديرا والمعطشة ينابيع مياه وجدار. في مكان الذئاب وفي مريضها دار تنصب والغربة، ويكون هناك مسلك وطريق يقال له الطريق المقدس. لا يعبر فيه نكس، بل انما هو لهم من سلك في الطريق حتى الجهال لا يضل. لا يكون هناك اسد ولا يصمد اليه وحش مفترس، ولا يوجد هناك ان يسير فيه المخلصون. والذي فداهم الرب ويرجعون ياتون الى صهيون بترنيم، ويكون على رؤوسهم فرح الايدين، ويتبعهم السرور والفرح، وتنهزم عنهم الحسرة والتراجع.
Yes,
sir. Reading from the prophecy of Isaiah.
Let us attend.
Thus saith the Lord, you that thirst, go for water, and as many of you as have no money, make your way and buy, and eat and drink wine and fat without money in price. Why do you spend money on what is not food, and toil for what does not satisfy? Hear me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in good things. Give heed with your ears and follow in my ways. Listen to me, and your soul will live among good things. And I will make an eternal covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. See, I have given him as a testimony among the nations, a ruler and commander among the nations. See, nations, who do not take and people call upon, and people you are not acquainted with, you will take refuge with you. For the sake of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Seek the Lord, and when you find him, call upon him. But when he comes near you, let the impious abandon his ways and a lawless man his plans, and return to the Lord, and you will find mercy, and cry out, for he will abundantly forgive your sins. For my plans are not like your plans, nor are my ways like your ways, says the Lord. But as far as heaven is from earth, so far is my way from your way, and your thoughts from my mind. For as rain or snow comes down from heaven, and does not return until it has saturated the earth, and it brings forth and sprouts and gives seeds to the sower and bread for food, so will my word be. Whatever comes out of my mouth will not return to me empty, until everything that I wished has been fulfilled. And I will make my ways and my commands prosper. You will go out with gladness and be taught with joy. For the mountains and hills will leap up, welcoming you with joy, and all the trees of the field will clap with their branches. And instead of brambles, cypress will come up, and instead of nettles, firs will come up. And there shall be for the Lord a name and an everlasting sign, and it will not fail.
وتقولون في ذلك اليوم سبحوا الرب، ادعوا باسمه، اخبروا في الامم باعماله، اذكروا ان اسمه قد تعالى. سبحوا اسم الرب فانه قد صنع عظائم، اذيعوا بذلك في الارض كلها. ابتهجوا وافرحوا يا ساكني صهيون، فان قدوس اسرائيل قد تعاظم في وسطها.
Let us be attentive.
There proclaim an answer in the third tone. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defender of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Wisdom.
The reading is from the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive. of their homes, Elah Rabinahu. And may become a cleansing of the souls and bodies of all those who in faith draw and partake of it, Elah Rabinahu. Partaking of this water by the invisible manifestation of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord, our God, may hearken unto the voice of supplication of us sinners and have mercy on us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Today the celestial celebrate with the terrestrials, and the terrestrials commune with the celestials. Today the assembly of noble and great voice Orthodox rejoice. Today the Master comes to baptism to elevate mankind above. Today the unfallible bows to his servant to deliver us from slavery. Today we have bought the kingdom of heaven, for the kingdom of heaven has no end. Today the land and the sea have divided between them the joy of the world, and the world has been filled with rejoicing. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee and were afraid. Jordan turned back when he beheld the fire of the Godhead coming down and descending into it bodily. Jordan turned back at beholding the Holy Spirit descending in the likeness of a dove and hovering over thee. Jordan turned back when he saw the invisible, visible, the Creator incarnate, and the Master in the form of a servant. Jordan turned back, and the mountains leaped with joy of beholding God in the flesh, and the clouds beholding in the Jordan the Lord's festival assembly gave voice, wondering at him that comes who is light of light, true God, drowning in the Jordan the death of disobedience, the sting of error and bond of Hades, granting the world the baptism of salvation. So also, I, thy unworthy and sinful servant, as I proclaim the greatness of thy wonders and encompass my fear, crying with compunction unto thee and saying, great art thou, O Lord, and wondrous are thy works, and that no word suffices to give thy wonder. Among men, thou hast sanctified the streams of Jordan. in a fountain of incorruption, a gift of sanctification, a remission of sin, a protection against disease, a destruction of demons, inaccessible to hostile powers, filled with angelic light, and may it be to all those who draw of it and partake of it unto the cleansing of souls and body, unto the healing of passion, unto the sanctification of homes, and unto every expedient purpose, for thou art our God, and both through the Spirit has renewed our nature, grown old through sin. Thou art our God, who with water did from sin in the days of Noah. Thou art our God, who by the sea, through Moses, did free from slavery to Pharaoh the Hebrew race. Thou art our God, who didst cleave the rock in the wilderness, so that water gushed forth and streams overflowed and did satisfy thy thirsty people. Thou art our God, who by water and fire, through Elias, did bring Israel back from the deception of Baal. Do thou thyself, O Master, sanctify even now this water by the indwelling of thy Holy Spirit.
Thank you. You're in the heart of
visitors today for this great feast. Every Sunday isn't like this, so don't think if this is the first time you're here, it is. But we're glad that you're here. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy feast of our Lord's Theophany at the baptism in the Jordan River. Everyone could come forward and receive some holy water and then go into the hall for the Zelebi that's for everyone that our altar society has prepared. I can't hear you. Oh yeah, and the Vasilopita, St. Basil's coin, which when Deacon Michael and I recover, we'll be in the hall and we'll be able to do that. God bless you.